The International Chemical Weapons Watchdog, the OPCW, has hailed Syria for what it calls constructive cooperation on the part of Damascus with the organization's mission. Inspectors from the organization are in Syria to dismantle the country's chemical weapons arsenal. This comes as the fighting continues between the Syrian government's forces and insurgents. More in this report.
The Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons, the OPCW, has hailed Syria for its cooperation on a mission to dismantle the country's chemical weapons.
The cooperation has been quite constructive, and I would say that the Syrian authorities have been cooperative.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has also expressed satisfaction with the progress made so far in destroying Syria's chemical weapons stockpile. A team of experts from the OPCW and UN staff members arrived in Syria on October the 1st for the first mission that calls for the destruction of the country's chemical weapons by 2014. The mission was established under a UN resolution approved last month. The resolution followed an agreement between the U.S. and Russia with the aim of averting U.S. military action on Syria over the chemical weapons use. Washington had accused Damascus of using chemical weapons against its own people during an attack near the Syrian capital in late August. But the Syrian government denies this and has blamed the attack on insurgents it's been fighting since the unrest started there more than 2 years ago. The fighting between insurgents and government forces has continued unabated, with the latest clashes taking place in a town northwest of Syria. The insurgents are funded and armed by countries like the United States, plus some other Western states, as well as their regional allies, Qatar, Turkey, and Saudi Arabia. A few days ago, Syrian President Bashar al-Assad told a Turkish TV that Turkey is funneling terrorists from more than 80 states into Syria. The crisis there has already spilled over into some neighboring countries, with signs of the Syria-related unrest seen in Lebanon. Now concerns are mounting that the spillover could go even farther. The head of Britain's intelligence agency, the MI5, is the latest person who has warned about the increased risk of terrorism in Syria. In his first public speech since taking office in April, Andrew Parker said,
"For the future, there is good reason to be concerned about Syria. A growing proportion of our casework now has some link to Syria, mostly concerning individuals from the UK who have traveled to fight there or who aspire to do so."
Officials in other countries like Belgium, France, and Germany have echoed the same idea, as reports that extremists had left these countries to join the fighting in Syria. They've expressed concerns that the extremists would one day return to their homelands and be involved in terror attacks. But on the ground, the flow of arms has continued to militants in Syria. French Defense Minister Jean-Yves Le Drian has said that France and Saudi Arabia will continue to provide military and political support to the opposition and the so-called Free Syrian Army. Many observers say the crisis in Syria can't be resolved unless support for militant groups is stopped so that the ongoing fighting is brought to an end. The UN says the conflict there has claimed more than 100,000 lives so far. Millions more have been displaced.